Check, check, check. 1, 2. All right, let's just hit record and see what happens. Justin Jackson here. Welcome to the Build and Launch Show. This is the podcast where we build and launch a new product every 7 days. We announce it on Friday, and then we try to ship it by Thursday. And this is Tuesday, midweek checkup, just to see how I'm doing on the progress of this week's project, Marketing for Developers. You can follow along by going and checking out the landing page, justinjackson.ca/marketingfordevelopers. Whew! Well, the title for this show could be 24 Hours in a Minivan, because I just got back from the Easter long weekend and spent about 24 hours driving with my family, wife and 4 kids, to Alberta. And spending 24 hours driving with 4 kids is about as fun as you'd imagine it to be. Every time I do a long road trip with the kids, I always think, man, I wish I had privacy glass in our van, just like they do in limousines. That would make the whole trip so much better. So if any of you are in car manufacturing, privacy glass, that is an upgrade I would pay for. All right, so let's check in. How am I doing on this week's project? It's another book. We did a book the first week of Build and Launch. You can go back and check that out in the archives. And this is a book that I've been wanting to write and had started writing a year ago, called Marketing for Developers. And you'd think I would have learned my lesson. But basically, to do these week-long sprints where I, you know, create something and then launch it in the same week, plus do my day job, plus record and edit this podcast, there really cannot be anything else on my plate. And like an idiot, I, you know, had scheduled this season for when we were in Alberta for 4 days. So 4 days of my week-long sprint, poof, gone. And that leaves me 3 days. That's, you know, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And I have not done any work on this yet so far. So I'm hoping to still make a dent in this, even if I'm not able to launch it by Thursday, because I really want to get this project launched. This is something that's been hanging over my head for a long time. So here's what I want to talk about this episode. How do you, the listener, figure out what people want and what they'll pay for when you're building a product? This is really the central challenge to anyone that's making stuff, is how do I know that people actually want this? How do I know that they're going to reach inside their pocket, pull out their wallet, go through all the trouble of entering in their credit card information, and go from someone passively looking at something to being the actual consumer of that product? I think one of the most common emails I get is, "Hey Justin, I built this product, I launched it, and nobody wants it. I haven't made any sales." And they ask me, you know, for advice on how can I, you know, market it better, or how can I, you know, find customers. And sometimes the answer is, I don't know if anyone wants that thing that you built. So how do we create things that people want? Let's use Marketing for Developers as an example. So when you're starting out, the first thing you need to do is pick what people you're going to target. If you're going to build a product for everybody, I hope you've got a big budget, like, you know, as big as Coca-Cola's, because their product's for everybody. But to reach everybody, you need a lot of marketing dollars. If you don't have that kind of budget, I'd recommend choosing a specific niche. And by the way, it's niche, not niche. C'est français, niche. Anyway, so I chose developers, software developers. And one of the reasons I chose that group was because I was hanging out with software developers all day during my time at work. I do a little bit of development myself, so I understood that world. And I also saw that they had this recurring problem, which was when they were building their own products, they didn't know how to market them. And so I started to see this trend. So when you when you hang out with a specific group of people, day after day after day, you'll start to recognize their needs. And this is way better than starting with your own idea and then, you know, just building that. Oh, I've got a great idea. I should build this. It's better to start with a group of people, observe them, and figure out what they need, and then build for that. Build for around a specific problem as opposed to just building a good idea that popped into your head. By the way, while we're talking about choosing a niche, my friend Rob Walling has great advice about what type of target market you should be choosing.
So you can solve the problem of building the best invoicing software for loggers, people who, you know, cut down trees and sell them to the lumberyards. You could build the best software for that, or people who clean chimneys. And you could actually solve their problem. But if you can't get to them, if you can't communicate with them and market to them and sell the product for more than it costs you in time or money to get to them, you don't have a business.
Step two, after you've chosen which group you're going to target, is to research that group, to do some homework. Hang out with them online, find out which subreddits they hang out in, find out which forums they hang out in, join a Slack group where they hang out, and just listen and observe and try to find those problems that come up over and over again. This is something I cover in my course, if you're interested in more detail, in terms of researching and pulling out those patterns. JustinJackson.ca/audience course is where I talk about that in a bit more detail. But really what you're looking for is, what is the most painful thing that this type of person experiences on a daily basis? And this is one reason I like targeting businesses or people that work in businesses. For example, if you're an HR manager, your number one problem every day that you have to face every morning when you get to the office is retention. How do I keep the best people in the company? And that's what you get marked on when you go for your annual report. And so you're always thinking about it. Your most painful problem is retention. And so if I came to you with a product and said, listen, I can help you improve retention by 100%, you would be interested in that. And you would be interested in paying money for that. That's the key. That's the type of pain you're looking for. So once you've hung out and done your research and you think you've landed on that pain point that you're going to target with your product, how do you validate it? How do you know that you've made the right guess? How do you know that your assumptions, that your hypothesis is correct? Well, this is how Rob Walling did it.
I emailed 17 of the SaaS owners and software company owners that I know, and I said, look, I'm thinking about building this product. It's aimed at your market. Here's what it does. Here's how much I'm going to charge. Would you use this? And I told them specifically, I don't want to hear what you think about the market or if you think other people use it. Would you pay me for this? And out of those 17, I got 11 yes responses. And so to me, that was my go-ahead point. That I made the choice I would do it at 10.
Another way to validate whether your idea is good, whether it's something people really want, is to create a landing page and ask them for their email address. This is something my friend Nathan Berry has used quite a bit.
But in my case, I was starting to work on a book. And so I said, I'm writing a book about designing iPhone applications. Sign up here. And in that, I think people actually had something to rally around. You know, they're like, oh, I want to read that book. Yes, I'll sign up. And then there's also intention there, where I said, sign up to, you know, to hear more about this book. And like, there's an implied so that you can buy it.
And the last way to validate an idea, especially if you're writing a book or you want to create a course, it comes from my friend Brennan Dunn, who recommends doing a webinar first.
You know, people say like, well, I want to write a book, right? And the best thing I would recommend anyone who has that idea is, well, do like a webinar first, because webinars don't require nearly the prep time. They don't require the like shooting in the dark element that writing a book has. And on top of that, it's conversational. Yeah, it's a little less structured, it's smaller, whatever. But you know, if you can say, hey, I'm an authority on this subject, and I'm gonna like, you know, come and let's talk and go to a webinar for an hour, and I will present something. You do that, you have some sort of bi-directional feedback mechanism. You learn from that, and then you further like flesh that out into something more transactional.
So there you go. Three ways to validate an idea. Number one was from Rob Walling, who said, email people in your target market and ask them, would you buy this if I make it? Number two comes from Nathan, who says, create a landing page with an email sign up and say, you know, if you're interested in this product, sign up here. The third comes from Brennan, and that is to, before you create your book or your course, do a webinar on that topic and see if you can get people to sign up for that. And those will all give you some signal as to whether you're on the right track and whether this idea of yours is worth pursuing. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're at. By the way, you can always give me a shout out. If you're listening to the show right now and you just want to say, hey, I'm listening to the show, tweet me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, Justin. That's M-I, Justin. And say, hey, I'm listening to the show. I love getting those tweets. I was getting those the whole weekend I was away. Just people saying, hey, I'm listening to the show. And it's just really encouraging. If you want to get the show notes for this episode, buildandlaunch.net/24. And you can actually get links to the full interviews from Nathan, Rob, and Brennan if you want to hear more from them. What else? Oh, you can leave a review for the show, too, on iTunes. Just go to buildandlaunch.net/review, and that lets other people find the show who are just like you. If you want to see all the products we've built so far, go to buildandlaunch.net/products. I still need to update that page, but I'll hopefully have done that by the time you listen to this. And, yeah, I'm going to keep working away on this Marketing for Developers book. Like I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it done by Thursday, but I'm definitely going to get a bunch of writing done, and maybe I'll even have a little tease, a little beta ready for Thursday. So if you're interested in that, justinjackson.ca/marketingfordevelopers. That'll allow you to sign up for the mailing list, the launch list, and get a free chapter. I also love hearing from those of you who have been inspired to build something because of the show. You can email me, words@bizbox.ca. I just heard from David Henry, who wanted to share his success. He had previously written a book that had not worked out, but this time around, he created this course called the Lighting Basics Blueprint. He used a product that I built called productpress.me. Carl Alexander and I did that in season one. And he just launched that course and is already making money from it. And he is really, really excited. So way to go, David. Thanks for that update. And yeah, if you have an update of something you've been building, I know I can't share them all on the show, but keep sending them my way because I just love hearing about them. And that's it. I'll see you folks on Friday. That's when I'll have my next episode. Talk to you then.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Where are we going?